Hello, this is Ron Stevens bringing to you the Python 411 podcast series. Okay, today we're going to talk about GUI creation. I think that GUIs are a very important part of Python. You can do an awful lot in the command line with scripts, and where that's sufficient, I think you should stay with it because it's easy. But GUIs obviously are very important. And it turns out there's over a dozen good tools for creating GUIs with Python, and if you go to my Python website at www.awaretech.com/plf.html, you'll find you can click on my GUI toolkits page, and it talks about a great number of those in great detail. There's even a little program there online that will allow you to pick your you state your preferences, and it'll help you choose a GUI toolkit. But to go into more detail, this podcast, I will talk a little bit about the major toolkits. First and foremost, there is Tkinter, T-K-I-N-T-E-R, Tkinter. Tkinter is the original favorite. It is still included with most Python distributions. So it's the one that comes with Python, and therefore was always the most common. There's even a book out there, which I bought, which is getting a little bit old now, and I don't think it was that great a book anyway, but there is a book, and Tkinter is probably probably the very best for truly cross-platform. It's probably, let me put it this way. It's perhaps the easiest way to create a cross-platform GUI using Python. It has good cross-platform capability, and like I say, it comes installed with every Python, so almost anyone who has Python can run Tkinter, unless they have some dependency issues on Unix, Linux, or Mac OS X. Some people don't prefer Tkinter because it is it doesn't look like the most modern GUI. A GUI created with Tkinter, you can always tell it was created with Tkinter. For one thing, there's a little TK logo that appears on every GUI you create using Tkinter. Now, it's not that obtrusive, and it doesn't bother me, but certainly people could see that you used Tkinter to do this, and it wasn't created like any other Windows program or Linux program, so it doesn't look like a native GUI on most platforms. That alone is a reason why some people don't prefer it. There are a lot going for Tkinter, though, with a lot of good tutorials. It's the most mature, probably, of all the GUI creation tools, and I really highly recommend Tkinter. I think that you're not going to go wrong by choosing Tkinter. Let's put it that way. I list on my tutorials page 5 specific Tkinter tutorials. Thinking in Tkinter is one of the oldest and one of the best, but there are 4 other good tutorials, so you're not going to come up short on anything. There's also on the FBOT website, Frederick Lund is an expert on Tkinter and really a wealth of resources on his website. That's Frederick Lund. You know, he of the FBOT guide. If you go there, what you'll find, he has also created a lot of tools and a lot of programs for helping to use Tkinter better. There's also, for instance, the PMW widget toolkit, which extends the number of widgets on Tkinter greatly. So Tkinter is very popular and very, very good. Now, the up-and-comer, though, which is... If there is any other toolkit which is possibly more popular for using on Python for GUIs, it is WXPython. WXPython has a very rabid fan base. It is growing. The use of it is growing greatly. It is based on WX Windows, which is a cross-platform toolkit. It's meant to be truly cross-platform, and you'll find a lot of projects, even in Python, that are professional-level projects, use WXPython in order to create their cross-platform GUIs. And it has four sub-projects, I'll call them, or associated projects of great utility. Boa Constructor, which is a massive program that's been going on for a long time to create a Delphi or Visual Basic-like IDE, a GUI painter. And Boa Constructor has cross-platform, of course, aspirations, and I find it a little complex because I've never used a complex IDE to any in anger like Visual Studio. So basically, for those of you who are familiar with that kind of tool, Boa Constructor is, and it's completely open source. It's really a great tool, and I do recommend it. Another great tool is Wax by Hans Nowak, and Wax is a GUI framework implemented on top of WXPython in order to make WXPython more Python-like or Pythonic. So Wax also has some very vocal supporters, and I think there were two projects approved on the Google Summer of Code program to help Hans move Wax along. So Wax uses WXPython and is quite nice. But my favorite of all time is PythonCard. Now, PythonCard also runs on top of WXPython. And PythonCard is an open source project, like these others, which is perhaps the easiest to use, easiest to learn of all the GUI creators. Now, I don't know that you can make the most complex GUIs with it yet, but certainly for it's probably the easiest, shallowest learning curve. For those of you who want to create a GUI with a very easy visual tool, PythonCard is that tool. Now, it has it's a frameworks, and basically you can it has a tool where you can create visually your widgets and your buttons and connect them to actions and then connect it to your Python code. So PythonCard really is the ultimate ease of use tool for WXPython. The only drawback to WXPython that I know is that it can be a little bit tricky getting it installed properly on the Mac OS X and on Linux. I don't know why that's true, except that there's a lot of dependencies, and every time I change versions, I sometimes, well, maybe not every time, but more often than I would like, when I change versions, I have a problem. For instance, I use Wax because I use a blogging tool written by Hans Nowak using Wax, which is called FireDrop. And whenever a new version of WXPython comes out, I sometimes have conflicts between that and Wax. So WXPython, I'm not the only one to have noticed that it can be somewhat problematic to install. So it does have that problem. Okay. The third toolkit that I'm going to talk about amongst the big ones is PyQt. PyQt, of course, runs on the Trolltech Qt toolkit, which is what KDE is made with, essentially, on Linux. So if you're programming for KDE, then certainly PyQt gives some of the most professional results of anything you're ever going to find. And there is a IDE for it called Qt Designer, which is quite good, and a commercial, low-cost but commercial version of that that uses that called Blackadder, which comes from the company. That's the company with a K. And I've tried the trial or student version, and Blackadder is very similar to Boa Constructor, except that it uses PyQt. So again, if you're aiming at writing software for KDE, then I think it's a great tool. Now, it'll obviously run on Windows, and it'll run on other things. In fact, the Qt toolkit from Trolltech is quite popular for PDAs, like the Zorus Linux-based PDA, and so it has that added portability factor. So I don't find it to be particularly easy to learn. I think it's a little bit harder, in my opinion, than WXPython. Your mileage may vary. But it certainly is a professional-looking toolkit that has a lot of admirers and users. And then, you know, along with that, my fourth option would be PyGTK, which runs on the GNOME environment on Linux, and has a free GUI painter available called PyGlade, which is said to be, I have never used PyGTK, so I can't really comment except that Glade has a reputation for being easy to use, and PyGTK, if you're aiming for the GNOME environment, then PyGTK is said to be a great option. Fifth, you can go with Jython, which is the Java version, runs on the JVM of Python, And that allows you to use any of the Java GUI libraries, such as Swing or Ott, but no one uses Ott anymore. I think Swing is the more popular. And so you can certainly use Swing and Jython. I've done a little bit of that, and it certainly is nice, and it allows you to run anywhere where the JVM, the Java Virtual Machine, will run. But one thing that you may not think of when you first think of doing GUIs with Python is my sixth option, good old HTML. HTML, although not a Python GUI toolkit, but you can use your Python code as a web-based app using HTML, and you can't do what some would consider true graphics, like a game, but you can certainly create forms and user interactivity. And I've done a lot of this with Python CGI programs. And certainly there are frameworks that you can build bigger server-side programs using HTML for your GUI and your user interactivity. Now, other than those six, there are a wealth of what I would call smaller or less popular toolkits, like FXPy or PyFLTK, and new ones seem to pop up all the time. The only other one, though, that I'm going to give top billing to is a very simple toolkit that is even easier than Python Card, if that be possible. It doesn't involve a GUI painter at all. It's called EasyGUI. And EasyGUI, just Google it, or it's all one word, EasyGUI, and you'll find the website. It's based on the Tkinter toolkit, so you do have to install Tkinter if it's not already installed, as it usually is with your Python installation. But it uses the simplest, most intuitive syntax imaginable. I've tried it out, and for simple interactivity of the kind you would do with HTML, but to be used on Tkinter, which will run on any PC, basically, newbies should definitely try this out in order to get a quick sense of accomplishment. It is mainly useful for obtaining data input from users and sending simple dialogues and other communication to the user. So if you're looking for more complex requirements, you may require a more powerful toolset. But EasyGUI is a godsend. And for many applications, when you're a newbie and you're just getting your feet wet in programming, EasyGUI has everything you'd ever need. So I highly recommend EasyGUI. And then the next step beyond that, I would probably recommend Python Card. So for newbies, which this series is Python 411 is primarily aimed at, start with EasyGUI and experiment with Tkinter using that. Then maybe move up to Python Card on top of WXPython. And then lastly, figure out which platform, whether it be cross-platform or a specific platform, that you're really going to aim for. And then pick which GUI toolkit you want to use for your more complex programs as you develop your skills later on. And please do visit my website, where I go into more detail and with a lot of links to all of these toolkits. And that's at awaretech.com/plf.html. And there is an online program there, as I said, to help you choose your GUI toolkit. It's a fun little toolkit. You can play around with it and change your criteria to see which programs are recommended, which GUI toolkits are recommended, given your answers to the kinds of requirements that you have and criteria that you have and your skill level and your what you plan to do with it, what you want to accomplish and what your platform is. So it's a fun toolkit. You can make your own decision, but it'll help you prioritize things in your mind and sort things out. So again, those are some of the wealth of wonderful GUI toolkits for Python. Stay tuned for future Python 411 podcast. Over and out.